Numbers 28, verse 1 to 30, verse 16. Yes, a very long section. And you might think, when you read it, whatever relevance can this have? It's all about offerings and sacrifices and vows and so on, all to do with the tabernacle. But the title I've given to this discourse is First Things First. Numbers 28, verse 1 to 30, verse 16. Now, it's Old Covenant, a clearly Old Covenant. So what can it have to say to us? And it's about the tabernacle, as I say. It's about worship. It's about sacrifices. It's about offerings. It's about vows and all the rest of it. Now, well, what can we make of it? What can we say for ourselves? Now, I have found this a rebuking discourse, not just simply challenging, but a rebuke. Let me try and offer that rebuke to you, brother and sister in Christ. Let me paint the scene, first of all. Try and put yourself in the boots of these Hebrew people. They've been traveling through the wilderness. They've buried the first generation. This is the younger generation now. Now they've grown up, and they're on the verge of entering the promised land. And they've had the land allotted to them. They've had the handover to Joshua all made clear and so on. Everything is now ready. Aaron has gone, died, Moses soon and so on and so on. Now they're ready to go into the land. Now you can hear the conversation, can you? The buzz amongst them. I wonder what it'll be like. There'll be expectation, there'll be apprehension, there'll be hopefulness, there'll be plans for this and that, there'll be all the excitement of it. Do you know what it's like going on holiday or preparing for some family occasion or something? Well, you can imagine it, what it would have been like. And what does God say to this people? This is how I want you to worship me. These are the sacrifices. These are the offerings. And things must be done. And he goes over it and over it and over it, saying, this must be done in this way. As I command you, add nothing to it, detract nothing from it. I must be served, and I must be served in my appointed way. God must be served in the way that God has ordained. They're on the verge of Canaan, yes. They're on the verge of excitement and experience now. But no, don't prepare for war. Of course, war is coming, but that's not the first priority. Oh, I'm making plans for settlement. I've got this house. No, no, no. Don't plan for settling. All that will come. All that is in hand, yes. What you must prepare for, this is what God is saying to Moses, saying to Israel. I believe he's saying to us, first things first. I must come first. God's worship, the tabernacle, the vows, God, worship before war. This is what God is saying here. The thrill and anticipation of going to the land, yeah, that's one thing, but now, put me first. Worship before war. Delight in God before settlement in the land and pleasure in that new settlement. Before ourselves, we put God. What a lesson, what a principle, what a massive principle. The thing is repeated, it's enforced, it's driven home. The earlier commands are laid out again, added clarification and so on. Observe, see, keep, do, diligence. These are the words that come over and over, really, throughout this section. Can you see the point that's being made here? Whatever you do, this is the new covenant now. Whatever you do, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, do all to the glory of God. And how about this? Peter writing. And he comes to the end of the verses in chapter 4 of his first letter, in verse 11 here. Listen to this. He's speaking. He says, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power for ever and ever. Amen. The glory of God. Whatever you do, the glory of God. I don't very often quote the Westminster Confession, or if you like, the 1689. What is the chief end of man? But there it is. Is it biblical to say this? Well, it's a confession, but is it right? To glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Yes, to glorify God. It's a huge lesson. It's a rebuke to me. It's a challenge to me. There's a huge number of scriptures that speak about this. I'm engaged in activity. I want to do this. I'm thinking about that. Today, we're bringing in what we call will worship, what the Bible calls will worship. What's that? Invented carnal ideas. God says to these Hebrews, my way, my commandments, my revelation, nothing more. All revealed, all commanded. You remember Uzzah? Uzzah touching the ark and dying. You remember how they changed the order there, David did. And the cost, the penalty. God, what's God saying through this episode? He was saying, my work, my way, my word, my revelation. That's what he's saying. And it's still the same today, brother and sister. The law of Christ is not easier. It's more penetrating. What Christ says to us, we must do. Like Mary said at the wedding, whatever he says to you, do it. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. And what is that? Put me first, says God. I want to learn that. I'm so taken up in my affairs, my concerns, my worries, my doubts, my this, my that, my questions, my plans, my whatever. No. God must come first. This is a very telling point. Here we're on the verge of Canaan. Like, can you imagine it, what it's like? And we're going back to the old revelation, the old path, and walk in it, says God. Jeremiah calls the people in Jeremiah 6. Go back, ask for the old paths and walk therein. And we need to hear that word today, brothers and sisters. We are departing from the gospel path. We need to get back to it. That's the way to glorify God. Our first great concern is not evangelism. That's a great concern. It's not this and that and the other. It's the glory of God. That must be uppermost. May God give us that grace to put this matter in hand, that God comes first. As I say, it's been an easy discourse in some way to speak. It's clear to me in the scriptures, but it's the doing of it. It's the rebuking of it. I must come first, says God. First and foremost. Unbeliever, that's your root sin. Self, yourself, is in place of God. God must come first. Luther said, the great Pope is not down in Rome, but the great Pope is self. We are idolaters. We put self first. What I want, no, is what God wants, what he demands, what he calls, what he sets out, what he's laid out in his word. I must be obedient. Obey the gospel and believe the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him and receive him. Believer, believe and obey. Walk in the light of God's word. Put God first. Oh, may I be given grace to do it. I hope you feel the same for yourself. Amen.